There's a nationwide push to get more students involved in STEM education. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. But despite enthusiasm and Wyoming's above-average school funding, few K-12 schools in the state have been able to build the STEM programs they'd like. Many of those that have done so not with funding and support from the state, but from the energy industry. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports.
At Pinedale Elementary School, students are busy building small cars out of what look like high-tech Lego pieces. Fourth grader Andy Jones swipes through instructions on an iPad to make sure his car is just right.
We're going to put an egg on it, then we're going to roll it down a ramp. It's probably going to crack, so then we can make adjustments to it to try to make it that so it doesn't crack.
This activity and these materials are all part of a STEM curriculum called Project Lead the Way, launched here in Sublette County School District 1 last year. Teacher Liz David says it's more hands-on than most of what she's seen in her decades in the classroom.
It's giving the kids the opportunity to really expand and do what an engineer does, propose something new.
Through this program, seventh graders here are learning 3D modeling software in computer-aided manufacturing class. And high schoolers can take a class called Principles of Engineering.
Those are the key formulas for static equilibrium on trusses.
If you ever think about going into like engineering, it'd be nice to take this class so then you could either decide if it was for you or not.
That's Pinedale High School junior Bruin Tribbett. Most of his classmates are building truss bridges out of balsa wood, but he's opted to build a machine that will calculate the forces applied to those bridges. He rolls out a heavy-duty toolbox filled with robotics parts.
It's like a kit that they send that's part of the program.
Very few Wyoming school districts have programs so focused on engineering. And Superintendent Jay Harnack says Project Lead the Way is known as the very best when it comes to engineering classes.
They don't call it the gold standard for nothing. It's expensive.
Harnack says it's way too expensive for his district to afford with state funds, and that's why he turned to the private sector. QEP Resources, a major player in Sublette County's natural gas industry, put up all the money for the program in third grade through high school.
QEP has offered a tremendous amount of money for a district our size. Funding last year was $200,000.
Harnack says he's grateful for the funding, but a little uneasy about its source. State leaders spout rhetoric on the importance of STEM, but they haven't put their money where their mouth is.
I get a message from the governor that says I want a particular kind of graduate. We get a similar message from the legislature that says we want a certain kind of graduate with these skills. You can't have that expectation in a model that doesn't align with that expectation.
But Big Energy's labor needs do align with these expectations. Shanda Vangus is QEP's corporate contributions advisor.
We know if we want to stay and thrive and grow as an industry, we need to be investing in our future workforce, and we can't just sit around and wait for other people to figure out how we improve schools. Like, we need to be a partner and help to make that happen.
QEP hopped on the STEM bandwagon last year, awarding $1.2 million for Project Lead the Way programs in six states. It's not alone. Energy giant Chevron will donate $30 million to STEM education this year, and QEP's Vangus says she expects the trend to continue.
What we really hope is by making these big investments that this will help leverage other funding for the districts and sort of raise the profile of why it's important for industry to be involved and what we can do.
And looking at the stats, Wyoming educators say there's a lot that can be done. Only about 5% of Wyoming students graduate high school having passed an AP STEM exam. That's compared to 16% in Massachusetts and puts Wyoming in 39th place of all states. But with some help from industry, STEM is catching on here. This year, Kathy Stanton became the first ever STEM teacher at Monroe Intermediate School in Green River.
All right, hit that home button for me, please, and let's get these iPads out of the way.
Stanton got some STEM training and a set of classroom iPads thanks to a several thousand dollar donation from ExxonMobil. The kids use the iPads to play STEM games, but Stanton says without other steady funding, she has to get creative when it comes to hands-on learning.
You know, I give the kids two or three materials, quite literally some index cards and some tape, and I say, build a car that will work. And they have to figure that out, and there's a lot of struggle involved with that, which is awesome to see.
Stanton says she'd like to see her school's STEM program expand, and she'll look to companies like Exxon to play a role.
The material, the cost of material that I've learned about just doing this with 400 kids is incredible, and there's no way we could do it without industry being involved.
Energy industry support for STEM is on the rise. But for school districts now depending on this funding, sustainability is a concern. Thanks to the oil and gas downturn, QEP says it's making some small cuts to the Pinedale program next school year. They're a private company and have to look out for their bottom line. Whether Wyoming STEM students will be a part of that well into the future remains to be seen. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.
These reports are part of the American Graduate Let's Make It Happen, a public media initiative to address the dropout crisis, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.